Okay, so I'm going to backpedal a little bit and just give a little bit of a basis. The prophetic arts is anything from God's heart that's expressed through an artistic expression, whether it's poetry, whether it's dance, whether it's a painting, a song, whatever. A lot of times it says in the Bible that one will put to flight 1,000, two 10,000. So there's a chemistry that happens there, because when two elements are mixed together, it becomes stronger, right? So that's why couples are stronger. That's why when you get together in pairs, it becomes stronger. So a lot of times when you prophesy, it's incredibly strong. When you prophesy through a dance, it becomes not more powerful, but something different is released through that. When you prophesy through artwork, through poetry, there's something else that's released through that. It's like two will put to flight 10,000, three. There's just an increase on the anointing that God puts on things. So in all this, what a lot of the prophetic artists have been doing from the church here have been just spending time with Jesus, spending time cultivating the secret place and figuring out, hey, what would it be like if this happened? And that's where the imagination comes into play. A lot of the artists would sit and just dream up things and have dreaming sessions with God and figure out what things would look like in outreach, what things would look like in the healing rooms and all. Couple of fun stories about some things that I would get involved with. Like I said before, I've been kind of playing around, experimenting with the imagination. What that kind of means is I'm just hanging out with Jesus. He's talking to me, I'm talking to him, and then I just go out and play, and I just go out and do. And so I started thinking, I came across the verse in Genesis chapter 11, verse 6, and it said that God's saying about when they're building the Tower of Babel. He says that when these people, as one, anything that they imagine, basically what it says is whatever they imagine, nothing will be limited to them. They will not be restrained at all in what they imagine. So I kind of took that and I was like, hey, that seems kind of fun. What if I just start imagining things will happen and then they'll just happen, right? Because we have the mind of Christ, and because God's presence is on it, and because then we speak it forth or we do something to release that. So one day I was teaching over here in a workshop, and beforehand I said, Jesus, I want some fun things to happen in the workshop. And so I said, what's going to happen in the workshop? So this thought popped into my mind, and I said,